Look, I could start this with some random bullshit. I could confess to the fact that I almost did this without pants on.
My stars.
But you know what? Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are in Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans Stadium. Denise Tapscott, Mark Abbott, Kirk Johnson, and myself, who I sometimes forget to introduce, Stephen Van Patten. Folks, what can I tell you? We, as much fun as we had ripping Eric Adams apart last week, I think tonight we're going to have a less political episode, at least till we get to the game that we're going to play.
Oh
But in the
my.
meantime,
My.
you know, because we went super duper political, we didn't talk about a lot of fun stuff last week. Like, for example, what everybody is watching. During times when I should have been asleep, I was actually touring through Netflix stuff that people threw at me, in the old recommendations DMs. You know, some people, you know, they get the you know, what you doing, big head, in the DMs. I get what you watching, big head. That's what I get.
I had those kind of DMs. I don't get those. Oh
Oh,
man.
you
I'm
get
glad I don't
DMs.
get those.
Stop playing. Yeah,
I get the
exactly.
high.
Yeah.
No, I don't get the what are you watching ones. I don't get recommendations.
No, but you get DMs. Stop
I get
playing, Denise.
DMs. No, I get the high beautifuls. No, I want the what are you watching? What are you watching? I want those DMs, not the what color are your panties? Sorry. Go
That's all
on,
right.
please. What are
No,
you
no.
watching?
Right. Niggas. I'm sorry, niggas. You want to talk about nerd shit? Niggas want to try to gain your pants. Come on, night.
It,
Meanwhile, the way I would imagine that the way to get there would be to talk about some nerd shit.
there you go.
These young motherfuckers don't understand that.
I do not.
They don't. Right.
There's
And the
some.
motherfuckers. The niggas watching like One Piece and Inuyasha are too fucking shy to talk to somebody.
Right.
You're like a 10, and the only 10s they see is fucking on Inuyasha and One Piece. They don't know how to talk to them. I was like, shit, only if my hand can extend like One Piece does.
Like Luffy, like
Yeah.
Anyway, Steven,
What am I
what
watching? What have
are
I watched? I'm ashamed to admit that, because I figure we have to kind of keep track of our superhero stuff. So I watched Shazam: Fury of the Gods. Now, here's
He
the
was
thing.
furious.
If I was 14, I would have probably loved this. Because that's what it is. It is one of these superhero movies for children, basically.
Rated
Any
G.
right. Well, I mean, no,
PG.
but they're, you know, but the funny thing is they are swearing. They are trying to be a little gangster with their shit. But as usual, DC, I don't know what's wrong with you motherfuckers. I really don't.
Oh
I
man.
don't know. And not to say that, you know, there weren't a couple of chuckles there. It's always nice to see Helen Mirren.
Yeah. She's
But
awesome.
I'm just gonna come out and say that this would have been, and part of it is, you know, I look at all this stuff. I even look at, you know, like, let's say, the Ghost Rider movies with Nicolas Cage. Let's say,
Any Ghost Rider.
and let you know, let's dig into it, right? There are certain things that if the four of us were little kids, we'd be like, oh my fucking God. We'd be so happy. We'd be begging our parents for every action figure in the history of action figures. Like, we would be all in.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, we're not 8. We're not 12.
Mm-hmm.
We some old motherfuckers. And one of the founding principles of Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans is the fact that we are looking at this stuff through the lens of the middle-aged African-American. And we are about as middle-aged as middle-aged can be.
So, I'm 523 years old.
Yes. And then there's that. So so it's tough. It is really, really, yeah. really, really tough. And of all people, I had a conversation with my boss, Tamron Hall. And she was kind of challenging us, a couple of us. So Aquaman 2, what's going on? And everybody was just kind of like, And even Jason Momoa has come out and said, yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling that the general public. I mean, and what's messed up about that is it could be the best superhero movie of all time. But if people aren't feeling it, people aren't feeling it. And we may, as a society or as a movie-going public, let's say, not a society, but as a movie-going public, we may be experiencing the early onset of superhero fatigue.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially when you give the fact that, you know, to be fair, these movies aren't being marketed well.
Yeah.
They're not. They're relying on YouTube to sell the movie to the public now, I feel.
Yeah.
And what's wild is Aquaman 2 could turn out to be one of the best superhero movies you've ever seen in your life. But if you don't sell it, you don't sell it.
Right.
Yeah. And it doesn't help that the first one wasn't great.
Like, it wasn't. It definitely like was a flash of like, brilliance thing.
Aboard. And I'm like, right. You're just selling because he's so sexy.
It's like a hard C, right? Like a hard, yeah. It's supposed to be a D. It's a hard C.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this. I don't think the movie, I don't think the franchise is helped by this Amber Heard shit.
No. That's also true. Yeah.
I don't think it's helped at all. Yeah. And now, she actually apparently went public on some that Jason, something like Jason Momoa was taunting her by dressing up as Johnny Depp. Meanwhile,
that's random.
Yeah, he's been dressing up.
You've been paying any attention to how Jason Momoa, when he actually has a shirt on, when. And of course, everybody's paying attention to when he's not wearing a shirt. But when he's wearing a shirt, he has very similar, I want to call it, correct me, Mark, if you feel some other kind of way. I feel like bohemian is the correct word for how Momoa, Johnny Depp,
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz.
I was about to say he's a more like rustic Lenny Kravitz in how he dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Me sometimes, you know, it's like
with all the rings and everything. Yeah.
Right. I feel like there's a certain thing that all of these guys kind of co-opted. It's just a style thing.
Exactly.
And it's been around forever. I want to say the first perpetuator of it was Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
You wouldn't say Keith Richards?
Ooh. Because
they're both kind of like, you know what? You know, Stones,
in general.
I'm not going to, you know what? Yeah, you're right. It's very much more of like a 60s, retro 60s kind of bohemian style.
Because
you'll have, you know, it's been going on like you think. We've seen that shit in the actual movie Hair.
Yeah.
They dress like that in the actual movie Hair. So you've seen pictures of that shit from the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Of people dressing like that. So it's good. Fuck.
It's a weird for her to. Right. Right.
So for her to, come out her face like, you know, he's mocking me because she's dressing like, she's a little delusional. She's
Get
delusional.
over herself. Yeah.
She needs to see therapy.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Well, I think we picked up on that after she, it was revealed that she actually uses beds for bowel movements.
So weird.
Yeah. That was in the trial, Kirk.
It was in the trial, bro.
Yeah. I wasn't watching the trial. I was watching other things.
With good reason.
The stuff that was revealed in the Depp Heard, and it was one of those things. I guess if I have to think about it, I was paying more attention to it than I would readily admit. You know, it's like one of those things. Oh, that's the Heard Johnny Depp thing. I ain't paying attention to that. Say what? Nah. You know.
Yeah. That's Johnny Depp. That's 21 Jump Street. Exactly.
Exactly.
I understand that.
Yeah. Apparently, I mean, what my takeaways from what that whole thing was that Amber Heard is actually crazier than a shithouse rat. And
with beds.
I mean, right. And the wild thing is, Johnny Depp, I'm sure, is probably uphill onto himself.
Yeah.
But Depp also kind of like strikes me as the kind of cat that, you know, he's kind of like you get what you give type motherfucker.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know what I mean?
Right,
yeah. But it's like, right, you come to the house, you cool, you just like, you know, and obviously, you know, he's no stranger to drug use.
Right.
But I almost want to say, I don't know, if he's really having a bender, you kind of need to get out of his fucking way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, keep up.
Yeah.
Right.
Me, right. I'd probably be getting once things start getting thrown around the hotel room, I'm probably out.
I'm absolutely out.
I'll be down the bar. Catch you later. Yeah.
Because with all complexions,
we get black.
Blamed for shit. I'll never forget. So y'all know Ray Munns.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's been on the show a couple of times.
Yeah.
So you know Ray Munns.
Yep. Back when he was a VJ on MTV, I never forget this shit. I forget why I was going to his house, but he was he was actually living at a housing project on 96th Street on the West Side. Yes, I shit you not.
But I know that. Yep.
I get up there to the apartment. It's a huge apartment, right? And I am at least 12 years older than everybody there.
Oh, right. No.
Okay. And then at one point, you're going to love this. At one point, the boy that played AJ from The Sopranos, he comes stumbling out of a bedroom in his underwear, right?
Mm.
And, you know, I could be getting myself in some trouble here by admitting to this, but so he comes stumbling out and there's a girl and then he goes stumbling back and Ray with his infectious laugh, he starts telling me how he hooked him up with the young lady and he's probably losing his virginity right now. And then there's all kinds of weed and all kinds of this and all kinds of that. And I'm like, let me get the fuck
right
up out of here.
Exit stage left.
Because only black person older than everybody within a fucking 200-foot radius.
Mm-hmm.
People in there I ain't even seen before in my life, but they're like, oh, hey, SVP, yeah, I know who you are.
You the plug.
Warning, Bill Robinson. Right. Warning.
You're the plug. You're the guy. You get anybody gets caught up in that, you the first one like, so how do you get the drugs to the kids? Who's your supplier? Who's
exactly.
This like, nigga, I just came to visit. I ain't supplying nobody but my mom and heartache.
Right.
Heartache.
I am not trying to be stuck in a room with Elliot Stabler.
Right.
Trying to explain how I corrupted the fucking HBO star.
Wait, are you wearing your leather jacket?
Of course I was wearing leather.
He's wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, you are damn. You damn right you should have to leave. You had to leave. That was drug dealer 101.
Oh my God. But it's so funny because it's like I get one or the other. Like if I'm in the subway, you know, because I'm not, you know, even when I was younger, I wasn't always walking around in some hip hop pajamas or, you know, dressed like, you know, like I like a Knicks jersey or some bullshit like that. So just, you know, I'll be just going to work. Yo, man, you 5'0"? No, I'm not 5'0", God damn it.
look, yes.
And then once I say I'm not 5'0", you got niggas jumping them turnstiles, and it's like the wildebeest when they're jumping through the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh.
It's like
a whole herd just comes on through.
A whole gymnastics team of broke motherfuckers jumping over the turnstile, you know. Because I just said I'm not a cop, man. I'm just trying to go to work like everybody else.
I'm trying to go to work.
And then if I don't get that, like when I used to hang out with my friend Julia at this metal bar that doesn't even exist anymore, Three of Cups. Mm-hmm. I'd be in Three of Cups, and she used to, you know, I think I mentioned her when Tim was with us.
Ah.
You know, because that's how I met Tim, through her, because they went to high school together. Wow. So Julia was bartending at Three of Cups because at the time Fuse had basically like started laying people off and, you know, and whatever, right? But that was actually a time I wasn't really wearing leather. I was wearing like straight blazers and this and that and whatever, because I was working on different talk shows, Mel Robbins, Harry, all this other shit. And but I would still come and hang out in a metal spot. But I'd be all like kind of formally dressed while everybody else is in like, you know, Metallica shirts and leathers and all this other stuff. So one day as a gag, I kind of leaned over to Julia and I said, "Hey, so has anybody asked you who the black high school principal is?" And she said, "Nah, everybody just thinks you're my coke dealer." And that was literally it was like, "Oh, that's why they not. All right, great. Fine."
Right. Whatever. That's hilarious.
And but the thing is then that was also the conduit to how I ended up meeting you know, like Big Lee and Sasha, who used to run Hard Swallow.
Right. Rest in peace.
That's now gone. Yes. Oh. Rest in peace, Big Lee.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and not for nothing, though. But I mean, the stories I heard about Big Lee and his drinking, it's like, it's no wonder. I don't mean to say it like that per se, but I mean, they were talking about there was this night that he took, that he basically took 99 shots.
Oof.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, and he was a big dude.
Yeah.
And he was a big dude, but still.
Yeah.
That's some Indiana Jones stuff.
Yeah. That's some demons.
That's some Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. That's some violent shit.
But anyway, that spot's gone.
Aww.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. We just, yeah, the metal scene in New York, it's like, it's just not there anymore. It's kind of fucked up.
No.
But getting back to...
Wait, there is a metal scene, but it's not the same.
Oh, yeah, no.
13 is pretty much...
Yes, Lucky 13s, which is a spot that Kirk and I have occasionally visited. you know, that's a lovely spot. And it's in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And it's in Brooklyn.
Oh, nice.
And next time Denise is in town, we'll drag her out.
Yeah.
You'll love it, Denise.
Let her do a little head banging.
I won't even tell you the decor. It's just awesome. That's all I'm gonna say.
Nice. Nice.
Won't even spoil it.
Nice.
But in terms of what else I've been watching, I'm except for the finale, I've been watching 30 Coins.
Ah.
The first season of 30 Coins was bananas. The second one, it was all right. I'm sure we've all experienced these things where it's like you're writing on a deadline and you end up kind of writing yourself into a corner. I kind of feel that like that's what's going on with 30 Coins right now.
Yeah.
I have not seen the second season finale.
Me neither. So, but I've seen a few episodes. And I'm like,
there were some episodes that were amazing. Like, flat out amazing.
But some of it, I'm like, dude, are you watching Monarch? I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Monarch. Yes.
I heard.
I love this show.
I got to catch up with this week's episode.
Yeah, me too. I got to catch up.
Man.
I got to catch up.
Very first episode, when you see like the Godzilla, what is it when you have to, the evacuation plan.
Oh, the evacuation plan.
Yeah, I was like, I want one of those at my house. Like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
if you tapped up on Amazon right now, that shit is for sale.
Probably. Yeah. Man.
I had to do my what you call it last week though. Mm-hmm. Last week's episode, I had to do my best Ian Malcolm because it was a great episode, and then I was just like, now there are going to be some kaiju in this episode. Hello. Hello. we got like barely any kaiju. I was like, I'd like some kaiju. Can I get some kaiju?
That's some good character development, though.
No, the character development. Yeah,
any spoilers. I was like, yeah. Ooh, that drama.
But
the drama.
The few we have seen have been impressive.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Really, really like that. Yeah, definitely.
Check that shit out.
I also finished the Blue Eye Samurai.
Amazing. 100%.
Yes.
That one, I think we can safely say Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans approved.
Absolutely.
100%.
Man.
100%. That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
And the way it ended, though. I'm like, So somebody might get their ass kicked.
Somebody definitely gonna get their ass kicked.
I was like, I had to look his name up and say this properly. Shuti Gatwa is the new doctor.
Oh.
We have our first black
doctor. Yep.
Doctor.
No.
He will be appearing in the Christmas special. I think the Christmas special, but how he made his appearance, I was like, okay, I've never seen that happen before. It was, because they brought back David Tennant.
Yeah.
Who is basically next to What's his name who played the fourth doctor?
Tom Baker?
Yes. Is probably one of the most, beloved of the doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when they brought him back, everybody was like, well, we're confused because we heard there was supposed to be a black doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because in one of the episodes, they showed a black woman who later in the future claims that she will be the doctor, but he appeared, and I'm just like, we gonna have some fun with this guy.
Oh man,
this is gonna be really, really interesting. So, Disney Plus is airing the episode, the specials. So, there are three specials, watch them all, and With that, I've got my new doctor coming, Monarch, as you said, I've been keeping up with. And today I finished season 5 of the most nerve-wracking season of Fargo.
Jeez. Oh, I've seen the first 3 episodes. I like that show. Yeah. I like
where Fargo. They're going with it. First of all, I'm sitting there like, why are they playing the Shining music? in this show, like right. these, it.
You mean the Witch's Sabbath? Dun,
dun, dun, no, no, no. Dun. That kind of that like that high. That one.
Wow!
Just seeing Dorothy. Yes, I believe
they are. This one, there are some moments that have. Pretty terrifying that I was like, okay, now that I've seen all 5 episodes, now I've got to kind of really get invested into seeing which John Hamm is now playing. I never heard of this before. And I guess a constitutional sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look that up. Yeah. That's Yeah, that's the dude that's
as all if the about, world's not already fucked up.
That's the guy that is all about militia, no government, and there's something else he said. There was something else because he has a really great
something else about God, I forget.
Yes, and it's all about God. Yeah. Everything is, you know, and he has a really great tit for tat scene with Jennifer Jason Leigh that because she plays this billionaire and the thing she says to him I was like okay so somebody from Ozark must have came over and wrote this one because it was beautifully written.
So it's set in the present day then, so I'm assuming
no. This one that takes place 2019? In 2019.
Yeah.
Okay. So
mostly present. Yeah, it's not like the Chris Rock one, which is like,
Right.
Yeah, when you're back to the... So, I
saw the first 3. It's good. It's really good. And it started off a little slow for me. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not slow, but you know, Fargo has like a certain pace to it.
Yeah.
So they were true to that, but then the violence starts amping up. And you're like, what? Yeah.
Mm.
And then I get the treat of the year. There's a new on HBO, True Detective coming.
I heard, season 4.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that because that last season was really good. With Mahershala Ali. So this one should be interesting. So I don't know if there's anything that I'm not caught up on. I mean, I haven't started 30 coins yet because that's a time
investment. That's an investment. That's an investment.
Yeah.
The reason I have dark circles under my eyes right now is because of fucking 30 coins. So, I mean.
My only excuse is because I'm on vacation. If I wasn't on vacation, I get no sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's too much.
But speaking of Mahershala Ali, excuse me, throat was getting a little dry. This whole Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was some thought-provoking shit.
Is it a TV show or is it a movie?
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie. It's a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix movie. It's heavy. It actually starts off a little slow.
It does,
But it picks up quick, once though. But it's one thing is once it kicks in, then you're like, oh wow,
right?
Because away you start to project how you would be in that circumstance,
right?
Oh,
like I want to say that slow part that Steve was talking about sets up some really great scenes that are coming, because once the weirdness starts, it starts. It keeps going.
Okay.
This is something that I didn't think I was going to be watching the whole thing.
Oh wow!
Like really? A second, I was like, "Wow!" And I'm watching it, and Julia Roberts, Hartnett, not Hartnett,
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke.
Oh, Ethan Hawke. Oh, all right.
Yeah,
the poor man stays Brolin.
And some great young actors, wow. Some younger actors. Like one of the girls, she was in Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the one with the lock storyline in season 3 of Black Mirror. She's not season 3, but season 6.
And not to mention Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Kevin Bacon. Right. Don't call
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. He just, his 6 degrees just grew again.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh
right.
My God.
6 degrees.
Right. I said you got the trail to the Axel F. Oh,
yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
Actors. Yeah, young actors. Again. Oh, and did we mention that it's the idea? I want to say the idea was introduced or produced by the Michelle and
Barack
Obama.
Mm-hmm. It's based on a book.
It's based on a book. Wow. Yeah.
So I want to read the book now because I'm curious to see.
But they put money. They're like big executive producers in it, I think.
Michelle,
I read this book. I really like it. I think I'm gonna put some money behind it. Give me checkbooks, Michelle.
You know, I want to say we should all, when you guys get a chance to watch it, we should actually do like a discussion about that because their world changing scenario needs to be discussed.
Oh wow! Okay, yeah. I'll make sure that I watch that.
Because to Kirk's point, it's plausible as fuck.
It's something that it's has like, been discussed before.
Wait, what? Yeah,
yeah. Mm. It's been discussed before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're actually talking about the second part, of making shooting another part of that movie called Civil War.
I mean,
I'm not. You know what?
It's wide open.
It is.
Okay. It's wide open.
It's very wide open.
I won't wait. I'll make sure I watch it right away.
Yeah, that I think that might need to be a discussion.
Okay. Okay, I'll make sure I watch it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Kirk, are you watching anything else?
Yes, the Marvels. I saw the Marvels. I watched the Marvels.
Wow, what did you think?
I've been putting it off.
I was like, mixed reviews about it.
I really feel, I truly, truly feel.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the reviewers.
Okay.
And check it out because, like, any motherfucker, like, we used to go see movies not because they were good or other people told us it was good. We had our favorite stars in it, our favorite actors in it, right?
Right. Yeah.
This is one of those things I think we should just do that.
Okay.
You know what? And I'm saying this taking consideration my theory on why my people are more judgmental of movies than they used to be, aside from the access to film theory and knowledge of shooting and smartphones being able to shoot your own things and people becoming more independent when it comes to their filmmaking and stuff, as well as the money that they're asking you to pay for admission to these movies, right? Mm-hmm. I still say it's worth checking out. It's very much Ragnarok and Guardians of the Galaxy vibe.
Oh, in terms of
that otherworldly weirdness.
Okay.
Do that. And I can't help but feel that there's so many prominent characters who are women that clouds a lot of people's judgment. I do feel that. Because I thought about like, what if there's just a bunch of dudes doing that? Like Star-Lord and the rest of the motherfuckers. Let's just say Thor. And like Thor and Loki and Iron Man, if they were the fucking three people doing it, right? And how the response would be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so I say that and watch a movie and I'm like, you know what? I see where they're going with it. I see the wackiness in it. I enjoyed it. I say people should check it out. It's actually doing good in the box office.
Okay. Good.
Contrary to what critics are saying.
Okay.
It did better than
Napoleon and what's that? Yeah. There's another
Napoleon
one.
Napoleon came out. forgot
Napoleon about and the thing with the flower, the murder of the Flower Moon.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
who murdered the Flower Moon? Right. It's doing better than those two,
but yet
not getting the same kind of. But you see how people are critiquing it,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to these two other films that are very male centric.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I do have a question. I question that. But yeah, check it out and fuck Napoleon.
I want to say people are also less inclined to, now that COVID has kind of put us in the space where we will stream shit from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see the Flower Moon thing, but then somebody told me this shit was 3 hours. And I'm like,
nope.
And I'm no longer.
No.
I'm no longer, right. I'm sorry. I've become, for lack of a way of explaining it, I've become spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If I can fucking sit here and watch the movie after I'm done talking to the three of you, I'm mm-hmm. going, that's probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I will say, if I may, mm-hmm. one movie did drag me out of the house because I was like, I'm not going to movies ever again.
I know what it was.
You know what it was. You know exactly what it was.
I think we all know what it was.
It was Godzilla
minus one.
It was so good.
Yes. Seriously,
I totally forgot. Me and my sister went to go see that movie. So good. If you are a fan of Godzilla, like the original Godzilla,
at all,
Toho mm-hmm. Studios. Oh man! Yeah. Like when you watch the movies when you're younger, you see like the Japanese people running, like, oh no, and you feel bad right. for them. This is a whole right. different level, whole mm. different level. And mm. Godzilla, that's my boy. That's the guy. Like came out of his back. Oh.
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard this one was a little smaller. Then
because it starts in, was it 1945, 1946?
Right, and it's a different universe anyway, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but no.
Because there's no monarch in this.
No. Monarch's no, not no part of this because this is Toho.
Not part of that. But
right, that's only different, Godzilla, two different universes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no. Because the monster that you have in like Godzilla and Godzilla King of the Monsters.
Yes.
The way he's designed is very similar to this one.
Oh.
Yeah, so
oh.
It's kind of like a bridge between okay. the two, sort of. Yeah.
Okay.
You got it. Oh. This is one. Leave your house. See this one because you want to see it on the big screen with the Dolby sound. Yeah, because normally I'm like, oh, just wait. Not for this one. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Even my sister, who, she's a Godzilla fan like me, but not like psycho fan. Like, I am the fanatic for Godzilla.
Right.
She really enjoyed it. She really enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's on my list to go.
So radiation. Yeah, I'll code you.
Okay.
So speaking of,
I'll watch it if you code
it. Speaking of going to the movies, apparently some theaters are playing Die Hard right now.
It's a ooh. Christmas movie.
Because it is a Christmas right. movie. Yes, exactly.
It is.
That's right.
Fight me
it
for that.
It is yes, a Christmas is. Fucking movie, folks.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, and I just thought I'd share that little tidbit of information. That's hey!
Awesome.
And, of course, I'm sure some of that is probably pushed forward by the fact that Bruce Willis himself is mm-hmm. not doing so well.
Right, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Like this... not to, you know, not to bring the room down, but this might actually be Bruce Willis's last Christmas, according to his family.
Shit happens. Know,
even though
it's hard to mention,
you know, him. Even though he's a Trump supporter, piece of shit in that
oh,
he regard.
Is?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's very right. He's a very white right wing dude. Despite the
race
fact
don't really matter to him.
Despite the fact that he's been in movies with, you know, all these cool black actors and such.
Yeah.
You know, well, but
we've come a long way then.
Yeah.
Well. There's no more racism. I'm in the movies with your people.
Your people.
All right. So speaking of racism, now, normally when I say that, I'm queuing up or I'm teeing up a round of name that racist. But we're not doing that tonight.
Okay.
And as I have asked my co-hosts before we started this episode, I asked them to get ready to write down some, get pen and paper or a notebook or whatever it is you want to use. a little pterodactyl that writes on the stone, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
I am going to, basically, we're going to play the game 10 Horrible People.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what that means is I am going to give you all, in no particular order, 10 horrible people. I'm just going to name 10 horrible people. You, it is up to you, each of you, to then decide who is the worst, and the worst is one. Okay. The least worst, the least horrible is 10.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, everybody understand the concept?
Yeah.
All right. So,
we're going to have to write an essay. And
naturally, no, it's not an essay.
An essay. I can do
it. We don't have time for an essay.
We don't have time for it. It's not an essay. It is literally, you're going to take this list. You're going to take these names, and you're going to assemble them in your worst to least horrible.
Okay.
So,
can we Google them if we don't know who they are?
You'll know who they are. I think okay. You should.
Okay.
Anyway. The names are as follows: Donald Trump,
right.
Elon Musk, Clarence Thomas, the Unabomber, Kid Rock, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ron DeSantis, Vladimir Putin, Joe Biden, Nikki Haley. And when you're ready, Denise, we'll start with you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Well, you know, ladies first.
Oh. Ladies first. Ladies first. Ooh.
Unless unless either Mark or Kirk are feeling so decisive that they're already ready to just jump in.
I'm already
we
ready.
We could do that, too. You ready, Mark?
I mean, I got my number one.
Well, okay. All right. Well, do you got them all, or you just got number one?
Not done yet.
Okay.
Could you read the names one more time? Because I wrote something down and I don't. One
sure thing.
How did I do that? Okay.
Donald Trump, Elon okay. Musk,
okay.
Clarence Thomas, okay. The Unabomber, Kid okay. Rock, Vivek okay. Ramaswamy,
okay.
Ron DeSantis, Vladimir Putin, Joe Biden, Nikki Hill.
Okay.
And meanwhile, while they're making up their minds, folks, I'm just going to remind you all that we have a YouTube channel now. So please visit that YouTube channel if you're not already on it.
Like, and share, also, and subscribe.
Like, share, and subscribe. Do what the lady says, please. Also, we're authors. Visit our websites, please.
Which are also on the Viewpoint Shenanigans website.
That's right. Visit our websites. www.laughingblackvampire for me.
www.denisetapscott.com for me.
www.whoismarkellabbott for me.
Oh, it was the Instagram? I'm sorry, I was writing shit down.
What's your website, my darling? What's your website?
Oh, website. Farfieldpress.com.
And if anyone forgets any of those, if you go to www.beefwineandshenanigans, there are links to all of our pages and our social medias. All right there. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I have my list.
All right. Hit it, Denise.
All right. Do you want worst to least, or you want least to worst?
What, you know what? Let's do like Letterman. Go 10 to 1.
All right. Number 10 on my list would be Joe Biden.
Okay.
He's not too shabby. Number 9, I said Kid Rock. He's kind of like a barking dog, but he just sucks. Like, whatever, bro. You don't have much. Right. Number 8, I said a Vivek Raswamy.
Okay.
He kind of still seems like the village idiot. I don't think he actually can get much done. I think he just, he's trying, but not so great. Mm-hmm. Number 7 would be Nikki Haley. And I was kind of stuck between her and Thomas Clarence between 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, I said Ron DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 4, I said the Unabomber. Because he did a lot of destruction, but at least he was, like, focused. I mean, he's a bad guy, but he was a bad guy with a clear mission. number 3, I said Elon Musk. Number 2, Donald Trump, because that whole situation seems so dangerous. So dangerous. And so number 1 would be his BFF, his bestie, would be Putin. Hmm. Killing so many millions of people. Or hundreds of thousands. Right.
Okay.
That's my list.
Okay.
Mark?
Interesting. Denise and I had ours reversed. I had Kid Rock at 10.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Biden at 9.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
I put the bomber at 8.
Oh.
Haley at 7.
Mm.
Ramaswamy at 6.
Mm.
Now, the top 5, there was a method to the madness. Because Musk, I got at 5.
Okay.
Because of his just blatant... Musk actually creates Ramaswamy. That's why I got the 2 of them above each other, because of the disinformation. Mm. One creates it, the other one just spews it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Thomas is at 4.
Ooh.
Okay.
Trump is at 3.
Oh, wow.
Because he is the village idiot that tripped up and got lucky, because DeSantis, which is at number 2, is actually in a position to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Putin is at number 1 because you're a dictator.
Yeah.
So you don't get to go down further on the list.
Mm. Mm. All right. Okay.
Okay.
That's my list.
All right, Kurt.
That's his list.
You're up.
Okay. Did you give us 11 names or 10 names?
I gave you 10.
10.
Who's the 11th person?
Right. I'm like looking if I add, you know, because I know I'm missing Elon Musk. He's not on my list.
Huh.
So
some was so bad you put him twice on there.
I don't know. Not, maybe. My number 10 is Kid Rock.
Okay.
Okay.
He's irrelevant. Fuck him.
Yeah.
And I'm listening. I'm just checking something real quick.
He's like he's just an aged rock star that looking for a fucking moment of fame and shit like
some
that.
Some kind trying of intention. Relevant. Yeah.
Trying to be relevant again. Unabomber.
Oh wow. That's your number 9?
Yeah, because where is he doing now?
He did, right?
I don't know if he's dead, but I'm just saying, in terms of what's going on right now, I'm
curious.
I think he doesn't have as much volume as others do.
Oh, others,
the rest will have more. The rest have actually more volume than 10 and 9.
In terms of
who they're interviewing, who's talking on TV, all that shit.
The Unabomber, he died in June of this year.
Yeah, Unabomber. That nigga dead.
He did.
Number 8, Vivek Raswamy.
Okay.
And just because he's campaigning, he's on the road, but he's been proven on several occasions to be a buffoon.
Yeah.
I think his flame is petering out at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But But whose flame is not petering out right now is number seven, Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And she's running along. She's like adding a new dimension to the conservative Republican playbook, which is, as far as I see, like the idea of anti-Semitism in mm-hmm. Israel. She's adding that to her campaign book. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
My number six is Ron DeSantis.
Ah.
Because of all the things he has done, he has not, no one has called him out on, like legally called him out on the shit he's done already in his state and how it affects our state. That shit was criminal what they did to the migrants sending him up here. That shit was criminal.
Oh, him, yeah.
Him and Johnson, I think, or Johnson, whoever the fuck is the governor of Texas.
Abbott.
That's Greg Abbott. Abbott. Yeah.
Them niggas should be, should already be brought up on charges somehow. Yeah. The DOJ should be looking at them already.
Gavin Newsom was getting a stink eye about that too. Yeah, because there's been a bunch of people have like 10 or 11 buses over here. Yeah.
My number five is Clarence Thomas.
Ah.
For the lasting damage he has already done to the idea of justice in this country, the judicial process, and the idea of judges being above corruption, for this idea of the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch to work. For all them shits to work, for one to be the, for who watches the watcher, for the checks and balances to work, y'all are like the last line, and you've proven that you're not. That's a big problem. FYI, seven and eight, I think I got one with you there, Vivek R. and Nikki Haley with Denise. And I got one with you there, Mark.
He's like, what's that guy's name with the glasses?
Hey, number four is Putin.
Number four?
Number four is Putin. And I say that because though he's a tyrant and he's been a problem for a while. It's nothing new. And all it does is it just still, it's part of a, it still plays into an old playbook of the Soviets being bad guys. He's not the new bad guy. He's always been the bad guy. Since before he was president, he was motherfucking.
Okay.
But I don't think at this point it's as his antics, which have been going on, are really hitting anymore in terms of the idea of the viewers, and I mean the voters and people on the street. What's really hitting at this point? Biden is at three.
Wow.
And because I wasn't a big fan of his already, but. Knowing and realizing that my taxpayer money has been going to Palestine for so, not to Palestine, to Israel for so long, and that he wants to, and for him, seeing the climate of voters, of just people in America, and that this is not a divided, this is not really a 50-50 conversation. This is like an overwhelming majority, and people are like still on the other line. And to jest, of giving what $14.3 billion to Israel.
Billion with a B?
Yes. Of taxpayer money. Of taxpayer money to Israel.
Ouch.
After seeing the destruction that's been going on in Palestine with the hospital.
Yeah.
And refugees. And you still did that?
Hmm.
I don't feel he really, politicians are politicians. But that really bothered me. That and not just that, but the student debt relief. Even though he's been putting in a lot of judges who are left, Democrat, left-leaning judges, I understand that. I understand, you know, passing a bill for more regulation in gun buying in the ages of guns. Let's see how well that works. Let's be honest. Let's see how well that works. I mean, he did something else also, but this still is grievous in terms of knowing where my money's going.
And he's your number three?
Yeah, he's at number three.
Oh, so my
number two is Trump. Trump?
Yeah, he's my number
two. I feel that he was always a Republican pick. And if he wasn't a Republican pick, he was the lobbyist pick. Big donors, corporations, the lobbyists. He was their pick. And if he was their pick, then it's going to be the Republican pick. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
If, because, you know, we all, motherfuckers want to talk about conspiracies and everything. No, the lobbyists run what our parties do, Democrat mm-hmm. and Republican. It's all about the lobbyists. Mm-hmm. And Trump mm-hmm. has introduced a new level of I don't give a fuck to the country. Yeah. We ain't called Karens before Trump. It's a new level of idiot. There's a new level of idiocy going on.
Okay.
Trump's presence alone mm-hmm. has allowed to just be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And the journals didn't help that shit either. And Netanyahu is number one. Simply on, he's been doing this for a long time.
Mm.
And the level of destruction that's been going on, and the back deck, the back.
Did you just door add him to the list?
Yeah, he added did. Him to the
yeah,
list.
Yes, you did.
Netanyahu was not on it. Because you know it's Musk you're missing.
That's who it is. You know what? He's worse than Musk. He's at Musk. Musk is like Musk is so like gone on the level.
Like Lex Luthor, right?
Kirk is literally like, fuck you, I'm making my own list.
Kirk did what, what's his name, did in Superman. He said, Costa del Lex, Otisburg. Otisburg? It's a little bitty place. Otisburg? You know, Miss Testmarker has a Otisburg?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, if I was going to put, if that's the case, then I guess...
The right
in. Yeah, everybody literally jumps up one, and Musk is at eight. No, Musk is at eight.
He said Netanyahu.
I was like,
that's not my list.
And I started looking at my list. I'm like,
you know what? When Steve said he's about to say the list, and I just already put Netanyahu because I assume he's gonna put them anyway. Steve's gonna name Netanyahu anyway, so I put his name up there. And then when he went through the rest of the night, I didn't pay attention to
was like, Netanyahu.
He didn't mention Netanyahu.
I was like, did I miss something?
With it. I know, I had to double check.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. Everybody goes up a rank. And Elon Musk is at number eight.
Maybe when you said Nikki Haley, he heard Netanyahu.
I got Nikki Haley maybe. Too. No, I got Nikki Haley also.
But he mentioned he just naturally added Netanyahu.
Yeah.
When you said the evilest people.
Well, notice I kind of mixed it up. I threw in a couple of cartoon characters. Kid Rock.
Unabomber,
who's basically saying, not a threat right now.
When you said evil, I subconsciously went to the most evil nigga right now going on.
No, I got you. You feel me? I feel you on that.
Because he's just killing people wholesale. They ain't even using smart bombs no more. They're using dumb bombs and just hitting areas. I'm just saying.
No, and that's true. That's all very true. Wow.
Who's on your list? Netanyahu now?
Look.
Thanos is number one.
While he is a horrible motherfucker, he wasn't on the initial list. And we're not going to, unless we just want to, like, I don't know, knock Kid Rock off and put him on the list. But then that fucks up my whole thing.
Right.
No, go ahead. What you doing? Go ahead. What you were doing?
So one and two, I definitely did the Putin Trump double tap
right
there. This may surprise all of you, but I actually put, for me, Clarence Thomas is three.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
No.
Clarence Thomas is three because and I think it has something to do with the fact that I had a talk with a producer friend of mine not too long ago who was doing sort of like a background thing on him. And went out to his hometown. I forget. I think it's somewhere in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And the folks are just living they're just impoverished. Like they're still using outhouses.
Wow.
And this was like, I think she said it was 2018, 2019, something like that. Okay. And his whole family is just sitting around in these, you know, really, really messed up conditions. And they're all saying the same thing. We don't know what happened to him.
Wow.
His sister, who is making $8 an hour in some kind of like,
oh shit,
some sort of situation, he ratted her out to welfare.
Oh gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So I'm sorry, Clarence, and a host of other things, including Anita Hill and everything else like that.
That you sold his soul to a devil at the cross.
I know somebody that's doing welfare.
Just happens to be my sister. Ain't that some shit?
Wow.
So that's why he's number three for me.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis is four. I keep him pretty high up.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, you know, he's Ron DeSantis. He,
yeah,
he went to war with, he went to a, into a cultural war with Disney.
Yes. Who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. It's just amazing.
Florida.
Right.
Can't stand Florida. Not all of it. Some of it's good, but, you know.
Five for me is Vivek. Mm. And he's only, and he's, the only reason he's not higher is because he ain't winning.
Nope.
Like, fuck him. He you know. But he awesome. Does, he does give that same kind of like Clarence Thomas vibe. I made it. Now I'm gonna kick the ladder.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
down so that nobody else can come follow me. I mean, we're talking about a guy that literally got bonuses yes. from the company that he was working for. Mm-hmm. And then still took grants and scholarships and that kind of thing. Yeah. And then still wants to come and toe this like this Republican Party line of like entitlements.
Entitlements.
And not trying to let people have their educational student loan forgiveness. Like he's all hardline on that. So he's one of these cats I would definitely, you know, I want to catapult him into the sun. And I know I've said that about other people, but I really would love to just see him go and just up in
he
the
sun. He deserves a sunburn.
He does.
Yes.
He deserves a sunburn.
No sunscreen.
Nope.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Those are number five.
Nikki Six Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put her at six because... again, I don't really see her getting anywhere, but she does have reprehensible views. And, to Kirk's point, she's definitely playing a card, and I'm not even sure what card it is, but it's definitely, she's definitely sowing discontent.
Yeah.
As far as what's going on in the Gaza for political gain, as far as what's going on in the Gaza Strip, right behind her, I have Elon Musk because Elon Musk. So here's something I kind of knew about because of an article, and then because I specifically worked on the season finale of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And the lead story was Elon Musk. I did not realize he has more satellites up in space than our actual government.
Oh, no.
And I almost feel like just because of that, and just because of his interference in global affairs, just being one guy, and yes, being on some fucking Lex Luthor shit, I struggle with the fact that maybe he should be up higher.
Right.
And if the list was based not just on level of assholeness and it was more based on how much actual damage a person could cause, he'd be my number one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
He would be my number one.
Potential for actual damage, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rounding out the bottom, I do have, unfortunately, I have to I have to throw Joe Biden in there. Where the hell am I anyway? I think I'm at 8.
Yeah.
And look, so here's the thing. There's the stuff that he's doing now.
Yeah.
There is the stuff that he did back in the day. And when I talk about stuff back in the day, obviously we're talking about the crime bill.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how he actually owes Anita Hill a fucking apology.
Yeah.
It's true. Has he been perfect? No. And he's literally the cork. He's literally the cork that we're shoving into the dam so that fascism doesn't come cascading out of the wall.
Oof.
And I don't know what, how, pivoting for a second to the election, I can't imagine what, how this is going to play out, because you do have a lot of people, between the people that are upset about the way the whole thing in Gaza is being handled and how, in the age thing and unfortunately the news is making such a big thing out of that, even though Trump is not that much younger than him.
Nope.
Right.
It's you're literally, it's not even apples and oranges. It's like Macintosh and Fuji in that regard.
Yeah.
It's a little scary. And the thing is also, Democrats being Democrats, I honestly feel like they're not going to have him step aside and let Kamala run. And what's unfortunate about that is it's not like we haven't had a Black person in the White House before.
Yeah.
But because they have relegated Kamala Harris's whole role to, all right, so we're going to run the country. Hey, I'll tell you what, why don't you go have a conversation with Fat Joe, Kamala? And just go make your, TikTok, Instagram shit blow up and whatever. We're going to be over here doing the actual work.
It's like that movie Dave. When they had the vice president.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always he was like in Africa and doing all the other small things. They wouldn't let him do anything at all.
Yeah.
Remotely presidential. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Ben Kingsley, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yep. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. Exactly. That was a good movie.
It was.
That was a good movie.
So then who are your 9 and 10?
9 and 10, Kid Rock and a Unabomber. But only because, Kid Rock is, he's just feckless. And
Unabomber did.
And Unabomber's
dead. Yeah, he did.
But I figured he should, I should throw in like a couple mention. Honorable mention. Thank you, Denise. I figured I would do something like that.
We should put like Captain Barbosa in there. So, yeah. That nigga dead too.
He did.
but if he was alive,
shit, he might be the hero we need.
I know, right?
Old Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
the hero we deserve.
The hero we deserve. Oh my stars.
Well, thank you. That was fun, guys. I think in a very sort of morbid, fucked up kind of way. This water's good. Listen, you know what else is good? Beef, wine, and shenanigans. Matter of fact, it's fucking tasty as fuck. But anyway.
I don't know. I'm just inspired.
Fishnets.
and then there's that. All right, folks. That's our show tonight. We hope you enjoyed that. We have now presented. I don't know. I think what's going to happen next week, next week is Christmas Eve. And you know, we usually do some kind of a Christmas special.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's right.
So we will see you all for that. We might be taking New Year's Eve off for a variety of reasons.
Where are we going for New Year's Eve, dude?
Shit, I don't know. And I'm certainly not going to announce it on the podcast. Anyway.
For your fans, come on.
In a word, shit. This has been another exciting episode of Beef Wine Shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. For Denise Tapscott, Mark Abbott, and Kirk Johnson, I'm Stephen Van Patten. And we thank you for listening. We love you. We mean it. But we got to go. Later. Oh, where's the... yeah.
Off.
Wait, it's down there somewhere.
Yeah.
Why am I having That's a hard what she time said. Saying this?
Ladies and gentlemen, our first podcast.